My name is Dan, and I like cars. Welcome to episode 2. I hope you enjoyed the first episode about the Ram Rebel TRX and the Ford Raptor and the ever-changing pickup truck market in the U.S. pretty much. But I just wanted to touch on a few things before we start. Please check out the sponsors. Anchor is a really great website I highly recommend. And today, we'll be hopping into the Battle of the Titans. The big three, Ford, GM, and Chrysler. And we'll see who makes the best muscle car in 2020. So, let's begin. Let's start by introducing these three cars. Very self-explanatory. Three biggest American automotive manufacturers besides Tesla. They will not be included in the muscle car video, obviously, because they're an electric car. And muscle car is just raw horsepower. Now, before we begin, you can obviously tell that these three cars are the Camaro, or the Chevrolet Camaro, Dodge Challenger, and the Ford Mustang. Now, these cars have battled out since the 1960s. The Mustang came out in 1964 and a half Mustang, 1965. Challenger came out in 1970, and the Camaro came out in 1967. So these cars have been around battling each other throughout the years. The Challenger wasn't made throughout the 80s and 90s, but it came made a comeback in the early 2000s to compete with the Camaro and Mustang, who have been battling out generation after generation over and over again. Now, to start, we'll start by thinking the start. Look at the styles of cars. We know that the 2020 Chevrolet Camaro Z01 LE and the Mustang Shelby GT500 are both very track focused. They are not meant for the drag strip. Very track and cornering focused. You look at the cars that have wings on the back, aggressive front splitters, very low, wide bodies, not very, very sleek, very aerodynamic. Still a lot of horsepower, but not necessarily to use in a straight line. Now, continuing the opposite of that, the Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye is significantly more horsepower. It's a boxy piece of crap, even though it's beautiful. I love it. It still looks aggressive. Doesn't look as mean as the Mustang or the Camaro. But it's meant to go in a straight line. You could tell that very quickly. It's meant to go in a straight line, not around corners. I think everybody knows that. Now, I will be using Car and Driver's test that they did with the cars themselves, not actually the specs. I think this test is more real than the actual specs. Just to the fact that, well, it's proven tested on a circuit with professional drivers, not what the manufacturer pushes it to or whatever it claims. Starting with the Camaro is base price is $72,000. Oh, cheaper than the Red Eye, the Hellcat Red Eye, which I was introduced, the Hellcat and the Shelby, which I was the Mustang GT500, which are the Shelby Camaro Z01LE would just be the Camaro. The Mustang is $73,000 and the Red Eye starts at $79,000. Which, I mean, for a muscle car, for an American car, it's kind of expensive. It's pretty expensive. Now, engines, all supercharged V8s. I think we know that. Displacements, pretty much all the same between the Camaro and the Challenger. both sitting around 6.1, 6.2 liters. But the Shelby has a 5-liter V8, or 5.1 because of the supercharger. But it's a 5.0 Coyote engine, Shelby tuned. Revs extremely high, I think 7,500 RPM at redline. Crazy. Now, the power that these things are putting down, the Hellcat, is obviously blows out of the water. 797 horsepower at 63,000 RPM. 64,000 RPM, the Camaro is only making 650 horsepower. And the Mustang at 5,000 RPM is making 625 horsepower. But at 7,300 RPM, the Mustang's pushing out 760 horsepower. Which I don't know about you, but out of you're losing another 1,000 cubic centimeters. Pretty much another 1,000 cubic centimeters. And so your displacement's down. Supercharger displacement's down. The boost could be cranked up. I don't know exactly the boost numbers for these from the superchargers. But you're making close to as much horsepower as the 6.1 liter V8 that Dodge makes. And Dodge makes excellent engines. The Hellcat is obviously a tuned up Hellcat. It's a Hellcat Red Eye, so it's 797 horsepower. Not the Demon engine, which 840, but it's pretty darn close. It's pretty fast. So horsepower department, we'll make a point tally. Give that a point for Dodge. Is 1 point. They have the horsepower. I mean, I don't necessarily understand why you wouldn't want horsepower. Yeah, I mean, I think it just that's self-explanatory. That in a muscle car, granted, my version of a muscle car may be different than yours, but my version of a muscle car, let's go on a tangent here, is one V8, which I don't understand why you would buy a V6 Camaro or EcoBoost Mustang. I'm tired. I'm filming this or recording this at 12:20 in the morning because it came to my mind. But when I think of a muscle car, I think of what the Challenger kind of represents here. I'm not going to go off into that. We'll go off to that later. But my version of muscle car may be different, like I said. V8, which thank God they all have. If this was an EcoBoost Mustang, a V6 Challenger, and a V6 Camaro, I would probably not be making this video. And focus on straight line speed. That's what I think. Oh, well, they also have to be heavy. I think that's a given, just because their American cars are supposed to be super undrivable. Supposed to be. But I mean, that's not a problem. I don't want a bad handling car. I'm just saying I'd rather do that. But that's my vision of a muscle car. That's what will fit this criteria. Then performance might be better out of one car, but if I think one fits the muscle car better, that's what's going to determine to win this. So we already got 1 point for the Challenger because of the horsepower. So Challenger's already up. Very important is the transmission. A manual you cannot get in any of these cars except the Camaro. I don't understand that. Realistically, do I want to be driving 800 horsepower with a 6-speed manual? No. Do I want to? Yes, I fucking do. I feel like that'd be epic. But, I mean, you can only ask for so much. They're selling these cars in automatic. All the cars that were tested were in automatic. The Camaro is a 10-speed automatic. The Challenger is an 8-speed. And the Mustang Shelby GT500 is a 7-speed dual clutch automatic. So shifting a hell of a lot faster than both the Challenger and the Camaro. So we know that. Now, what does that translate to? Quarter mile times, 0 to 160, 0 to 60, 0 to 30. I'll tell you this right now. The Camaro is quickest 0 to 60. The Challenger is slowest 0 to 60. And the Mustang is fastest top end. What I don't necessarily know what this means, because you would think that the Challenger on paper has the most horsepower, one, has the most horsepower, one, the least amount of drag. No, not necessarily the least amount of drag. I mean, it's a boat. Excuse me. But it's a boat. Why would it not be the fastest in the quarter? In such a quarter mile oriented car. Now, I'll give you the specs right now. I'm just going to lay down flat on you. 0 to 60, the Camaro has it by a good amount. I mean, 0.2 seconds. 2 tenths of a second off the faster than the Mustang. And another four tenths faster than the Challenger. So a lot of time. Now, the 0 to 100 is the exact same in the testing. The Challenger does it in 7.4. Camaro does it in 7.4. However, the Mustang does 7.1, 0 to 100, and 11.4 in the quarter. The Camaro is 11.5 in the quarter, and the Hellcat's 11.6. The Hellcat's the slowest out of these cars in the quarter, which I find very hard to believe. But, I mean, hey, can you argue? Now you may be arguing. The Dodge probably weighs a crap ton of weight. Probably weighs a crap ton of pounds. It's a boat. It's a land yacht. And you're right. It's about 500 pounds heavier than the Mustang. And another, what is that? 800 pounds? 800 pounds more than the Mustang. I don't understand why they're so heavy. I don't understand why they're crazy heavy, to be honest with you.
Okay. Very simple. We get it. The Dodge is really freaking heavy. We get it. Now, enough talking about how these cars are and the stats and the horsepower. Let's talk about what this episode is about. The best muscle car. A muscle car is a car that focuses on straight line speed. And I don't care what you say. The Dodge is the best muscle car out of these three. Is it the best car? No. Is it the best muscle car? Yes. But if I'm getting a track-oriented car, I'm not buying a Mustang. I'm not buying a Camaro. I'm going to buy an M3, an M4, an STI, a 350, or a 370, my bad, a GTR. Not a Camaro or Mustang. And that's my very uneducated, unlicensed driver opinion. The Challenger is the best car out of the three. I don't care if it's the slowest. It's the only car that is focused on being a muscle car. It's the only car that's focused on being a muscle car. It's big. It's a boat. It's wide-bodied. And it doesn't have a big wing on the back. It doesn't have a big front splitter. It is a boat with a big American V8. That's a muscle car. Folks, if that's not a muscle car, I don't know what a muscle car is to you. And it sounds the best. I mean, I don't think that's an argument. It definitely sounds the best. I haven't listened to the sound of these cars, but the Hellcats sound amazing. The whine of that supercharger, it sounds amazing. I don't understand why anybody would buy a Camaro or the Mustang over a Challenger doing it for a muscle car. If you're buying a Mustang and you're buying a Camaro and you want to race it on the track, you're going to get beaten by the M3s. You're going to get beaten by the turboed Miatas. You're going to get beaten by cars that are cheaper, more affordable, and are meant to track. You're not taking a Mustang and putting wings on it. That's not what you're doing. That's not a muscle car. Ford and Chevy are turning the Mustang and Camaro into something that it's not. To a point, the Chevy and the Mustang are probably outselling the Challenger. I don't know the exact sales, but my prediction that it is. The Mustang's outselling both of these cars. But the Dodge is the only one. That's a muscle car. It's a big boat. It's real drive. It spins tires. The Mustang and Chevy aren't going to compete with Audis on the track. They aren't going to compete with BMWs on the track. I think a engine swapped Miata is faster than the Camaro and Mustang around a track. And that's my take. They're not track cars. Ford, GM, and Ford, they aren't track cars. They're muscle cars. They're track cars. They're literally track cars. They aren't track cars. They're muscle cars. Dodge is doing it right. Dodge is doing it right. And this isn't the first time Dodge is doing it right. Like I said, the last time, the TRX, Dodge figured it out. It's not just you, Ford. Dodge figured it out. Is GM going to figure it out? Probably not. But Dodge can figure it out. And this is how you make a muscle car. I know it's not going to sell like the Camaro and the Mustang. The Mustang's going to outsell the Camaro and the Challenger. Whether that not the, I don't, I'm not sure about the 1LE and the Hellcat Challenger, but the base model Mustang's going to outsell the Camaro, the base model Camaro and the base model Challenger. But when you make a halo car, the halo car that is from its roots, the only car that takes homage from its roots, other than the Shelby and the Shelby Racing, is the Dodge. The Dodge is the only muscle car left in America that is focused on straight line speed. That is the only thing it does, and the Dodge is a big boat. It's aggressive. Could it be more aggressive? Yes, it could be more aggressive. And it looks like the old one. It looks like the old Challenger, which I think we all love. I love the body style of the new Challenger. Do I think it could be better? Yeah, I think it could be. Is it what, when you think of a Challenger, is it very distinct body style? Yes, it is. The Mustang has had this shape. Same thing with the Camaro. It had the shape that's changed. Look at the fourth generation Mustang and the Camaro. Especially the fourth generation Camaro. The difference between the fourth and fifth generation Camaro is mind-blowing. And the Fox body to now, so the third gen Mustang to the fifth gen, or now seventh gen Mustang, is completely different. Or no, sixth gen Mustang. Sixth gen, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Six or seven. Too many models of Mustangs. But 2010 plus Mustangs. Or let's say 2012 plus Mustangs. Compared to those. There's no resemblance between the Fox body and those cars. There's no resemblance between the fourth gen Camaro. The Challenger has a distinct shape. The Challenger has a distinct voice that I am this boat. I'm an American muscle car. I have a big engine. I make a lot of horsepower. I have a Hemi. I burn rubber. The Mustang and Camaro don't necessarily have that. The Mustang's a girl's car. And it truly is. I mean, the GT is nice. I love the GT. The GT's nice. But the V6s are the girls want a Mustang. They don't want a Challenger. People don't look at cars and say, "Oh, I want the base model." Car people, I'm saying. This show's about car people, not non-car people. Car people. So from probably me and you's perspective, your perspective, if you're listening to this, unless you're my friend and just listening to this for shits and giggles, then you know that everybody buying the V6 Mustangs just want a Mustang for the name. Not because it's the best muscle car in the US. That's not the podcast isn't who's selling the most cars. They're winning. That's not what this is about, because Ford's selling the most Mustangs. And Dodge is probably selling the least out of these three. I'm saying which car has kept its roots the most and which is the best muscle car. And that right now is the Dodge. It's the Dodge. And this isn't even the top model of Dodges. You have the Demon. The Demon does the quarter, and I think eight something. Or nine something. It's just wheelies. It comes with skinny front tires. You can run it on race fuel. How many times do I have to say it? Dodge, you're doing it right. You kept to your roots, and I love it. So I have to. I'm just going to bring it down to this. To wrap everything up, I think Dodge is the best muscle car. I mean, the obvious. After that, I have to go with the Mustang. Purely on the horsepower that they're pushing out of the Mustang and the looks. The Mustang, its looks ha are very much more, not pronounced, very much known, distinct than the Camaro, which the Camaro is completely different car than it looks in 1967. You could see the resemblance of the Mustang from the 1965. You could see it, the fastback. You could see it. But there's no difference. There really isn't. And the Dodge, it's just the wide body, it looks amazing. The Hemi is the best car. And if you're buying a muscle car, you want a muscle car that is a muscle car. And that the only muscle car is the Dodge that's left. It's the only. I don't even consider the GT500 and the GT350 muscle cars. I don't consider the 1LE muscle car, the track cars. Dodge, end of the bet. No second and third, just Dodge. Just Dodge wins. Challenger wins. Oh, and the Charger, you want to count that too? Charger wins too. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. This episode is split up between 2 days, so I'm sorry. The first part of this episode I might be a little tired, but hey, I still got it done. Please, next episode is I'm doing it with my friend Jeff. It's about gonna be about Formula One. I'm super passionate about Formula One, so is he. It's gonna be a great episode. Please stay tuned for that. It's gonna be episode three. This is episode two of the series. Please be the best version of yourself. Follow on Spotify. Thank you. And as always, I'm Dan, and I like cars. I'll see you guys later.